Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue, if you are an applicant or if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Say that again.
Do you have a pen and paper?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker line. My name is Shade. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Yeah, hi. So my name is Sheer. I'm calling in with a patient right now, a participant who's looking to schedule their first assessment. Just to give you a little history, we were on the phone for a couple of minutes with a representative, and the call got disconnected while they were looking for a date to schedule the patient's assessment. And then we called back in again, and we spoke to somebody, Balin M., and she was very, very disrespectful to the patient and very unhelpful.
Wow.
So our patient is running a little thin today. We just want to be assisted and helped.
All right. And sorry for the inconvenience. What was your first and last name again?
So I didn't provide my last name. It's just Shira, S-H-I-R-A-W. I'm going to assist this. The patient just needs a little bit of assistance with the call, but I will disconnect as soon as they're, you know, my assistance is no longer needed.
Okay. Can they hear me?
Esther, can you hear them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hi. To protect your privacy, I'll have to verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I will need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to your application without your written or verbal permission. And can I have your last name?
Drayton, D-R-A-Y-T-O-N.
Your birth date?
10/21/72.
And your address?
I don't know the address because I just moved in with my niece.
I'm sorry.
The last four numbers.
I'm so sorry. This is where the participant would like our assistance. They unfortunately did not remember their address or their social security, but we can provide a good phone number for them in as a form of identification if that's okay with you.
Okay. Do you have the last four numbers of your social security number?
No, ma'am.
All right. And then I'm ready for your phone number.
I don't know that either.
It's 215.
Sure. Where are you from again?
I'm sorry. I'm from Family First.
Where is this? Like a doctor's office, or
it's the agency that the participant has chosen to help them out with this enrollment process.
Okay. In that case, I won't be able to move forward without Esther providing her information, and she can't be assisted in this case. As far as like, I need to know her address or last four of her social or her phone number. But you're not from a place where I can get the information from you directly.
Okay, can Sheer. I give it to Esther so she can give it to you? She just doesn't know her phone number by heart.
Are you able to write that down for her to read it off?
Esther, can I give it to you so you can write it down so you can repeat it to the representative?
No, that won't work because it won't work that way. I'm sorry.
This is the second time this is happening. I spoke to a representative and they were... You know, the patient called us because she has some difficulty remembering this, right? So we spoke to her designated representative and with her on the line, and she gave us all the necessary information. Now, I'm trying to give her her number so she can give it to you. And it's just we're meeting a block here because we have that number. I just would like to give it to the patient so she can give it to you.
That's probably something that you would have to do before the call, though, because that I will hear you giving her the number, as well as, like, if you needed to verbally tell her her date of birth, and then she tells me right after. If you say, oh, here's your social security number, and then she tells me right after, I won't be able to move forward with the call. With you giving
you
her her phone number.
I understand. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
No, Esther, I'm not putting you on hold. Independent enrollment broker, is that okay if I put you on a minute hold?
Yes, ma'am.
You will need to call back and just be more prepared with providing the information because you won't be able to assist her.
I don't understand. Okay, fine. So
just make sure she has all the details first.
That's fine. Can I speak to a supervisor? I don't even need your name. I just want to speak to a supervisor.
Well, I'll let you know if one will become available or if we would have to get a call back from a supervisor. I'll let you know that I'll be checking in with you, okay?
So can you check for me?
Yeah, I am. Yep. I'm going to place you on hold, check in, and see if they're available or if you'd have to place a call back.
Okay. All right. Okay, Esther.
Yes.
I will not be able to move on with this call. This is the third time I'm calling in with you. Can I please give you your phone number so you can give the information so we can continue?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you your phone number, okay? You ready?
I don't have no pen or paper.
Okay, so Esther, how would you like us to continue?
Well, see, you have to talk to my niece because she's my survivor.
No, but your niece can't do this phone call for you because they need you to call in.
I will have to call y'all back or have her call y'all and give y'all the information.
Okay, we're going to have to try this another way. I'm going to wish you a good day now, Esther, okay?
Yes, ma'am.